I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha. And today we're joined by friend of the show, Jason Morrison.
Hello.
How Good's Footy?
Sean.
Shut up, Tom.
With all due respect, respect means nothing.
Okay, then, in that case, it's fucking excellent.
That's rude.
Yeah, that's no good.
The arrogance of that.
Hey,
mate,
it just about punched me in the face.
Did it throw the first punch, Sean?
Did it get some thumbs in your eyes, mate?
I gouged me and slammed my head into the ground.
I'm glad that padding's behind your head because your head hit that straight. Wall pretty hard. Whiplash. From that.
Now, yeah. Tom, if I have my way, you won't be playing next week.
Oh, what? Come and get me, mate. I'm at the tribunal right now.
So, Tom, you're in an interesting position because...
I'm torn.
You won.
I'm Natalie Imbruglia.
That's the same thing. So, you won. Your team lives on. You're playing in the prelims. Brisbane, unfortunately, lost in straight sets. Essendon lost the week before. And Jason Barracks for Carlton, who were eliminated after about round five.
Like, footy's been over for weeks for me. That's great. I've moved on to the cricket. I've moved on to the basketball world championships. The baseball world series is coming up, and that's always great. So, you know, any other non-finals team, there's plenty of goodness going around.
Oh, the Boomers really shit the bed.
Oh, look.
At least we won the Ashes.
And at least America lost in the FIBA as well. That's another
little
nugget.
Good. That's good. America lost. Australia won the Ashes. England lost. It's always good. England won when it didn't matter anymore, which is even better. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a drawn series, but you had two opportunities to win and you cooked it and go Australia.
Yeah.
And then that photo, I don't know if anyone saw the photo of the...
all the team in the room together.
Oh, glorious.
Beautiful.
Glorious.
Beautiful. So, Stuart Broad was talking to Dave Warner being like, hey, mate, you want to fucking hit a run? In danger of, you know, making over 20 as an opening batsman ever?
Like a sweat.
Do you see someone put a stat up about Warner and Smith... So combining, like taking the averages of them combined, you look at how well Smith played in this series. He'd be averaging easily 150, right?
Yeah.
If you add him and Warner together, the average is 55. Just drag Smith all the way back to here.
Very good average. Boy.
Yeah, very good. Very good average. Anyway, so the cricket was good. But I'm real sorry, Sean.
That's right.
I think Warner's 11 in the second innings of the last test may have been his highest score of the series.
No, he made a 60 at some point.
Made a 60 in the first innings, I think.
Yeah.
First test?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, not the first, I think. Maybe the second.
Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about, unfortunately. We're here to talk about footy.
And how good it is, but also how bad it is.
So, we'll start with... the two games that happened, and then we might move to Jason, who is a guest today, and we'll speak about Carlton and how their season went and how you're feeling about everything. Because, look, started bad, ended not too bad.
No.
But still a sniff for finals for a weird period of time.
There was a point where they were mathematically possible of finishing eighth, and they didn't even have to do anything ridiculous like win every game by 280 points.
Yeah. So...
do you want to do it in reverse chronological order?
Get the sadness out first.
No, just do your fucking game, mate.
That's a bit of arrogance also, by the way.
Yeah, just get on with it.
I'm just like, I want no.
I don't care.
Get it out of the way for you quickly.
No, I don't give a
like
shit.
A Band-Aid, mate.
Don't worry, I'll be quick.
Okay.
Well, I guess we could talk about Friday night.
Yep. So, Tom, how nervous were you when you were 5 goals down?
When were we 5 goals down?
Oh, 4 goals. Whatever the fuck it was.
We were never 5 goals or 4 goals down.
37 points.
What?
Were we 37 points down?
37 points?
What?
Nah, we were 37 points up.
Okay, maybe I've got my... Geelong were never...
Oh, yeah, no, fuck.
We're only
a goal
down at most at any given time.
Where am I getting that numbers from?
What fucking game did you watch?
I don't know.
I'm sitting there going, hang on. No, that was fucking last week.
Yeah, I think I must have been thinking of last week. Yeah, Geelong. I know, that's right.
Jesus.
Geelong flew out of the blocks, mate.
Geelong flew out of the blocks, shit the bed in the third quarter, and then killed them in the last,
I'll take umbrage at shit the bed, which we'll get to.
Okay.
I think West Coast lifted with some assistance.
They kicked 5 goals, too.
I think we actually, before we even get to the game, we should talk about the...
2 goals, six.
We didn't talk about the massive thing that...
Two goals, six is not shitting the bed, Sean. You can have all the fucking free kicks in the world, Tom. If you're getting 2 goals, six, that's not the umpires.
Well, no, but their 5 goals were all from free kicks.
All of them?
Well, 4 of them, I reckon.
You reckon or you know?
Nah, I know. 4 of them.
No, I don't trust that.
We should talk about the thing before the game, though, that, like, changed the shape of the game, which was some bloke was like, hey, what if instead of pissing in a cup, I put Gatorade in a cup? Maybe they won't notice.
So, yeah, Willy Rioli has gone and done a fucking insane thing.
Gatorade life changer. AFLX, I knew it would bring down the league.
Wow.
You know, it would be even funnier if it was a Powerade and not a Gatorade. And
Who's using the other sponsor's
like,
energy
and now
drink.
Gatorade's being attached to it because they're the sponsor. And it's actually had like, because it was at training, so they might have just had a Powerade he bought with him. And they're like, we can't say it's Powerade because sponsorship, but we don't want to say it's Gatorade because that's associated with Will Rioli's genitalia. And
Nah, he was having a, what is it, Maximus.
Would he have got away with it if he had a Zupa Dupa? One of those yellow pineapple Zupa Dupa.
Just, now, what if he had a
Zupa Dupa, the old Zupa Dupa taped to your dick?
No. Dusha.
Should we fucking explain what happened before we
start? No. Before
no,
we do that,
okay.
Golden circle juice box between your cheeks. Tape the straw to your dick. All right.
And then just clench.
Clench and fold your dick up, right, so nothing leaks out. And then when it's time for the test, your dick flops down. You've got a straw taped to the shaft. Oh, looks like it's coming out. Willie, call me.
So
you needed me 5 weeks ago.
So on August 22nd, Willy Rioli on a Tuesday was drug test, a routine drug test, just random. And old mate Willy, instead of fucking just pissing in the cup, did some kind of fucked thing where he somehow poured Gatorade into the
Energy drink. I haven't said Gatorade, but
okay,
it was a training, so chances are it was Gatorade.
Apparently, there was a thing today where his reasons behind doing it were frustration, not trying to be dodgy. Apparently, he was really dehydrated and hadn't been able to piss for like several hours. And obviously, these guys just follow him everywhere for that entire period. And he cracked it and was like, fuck it, and just panicked and did that. Which just, again, is
dumb
as shit. Like, you can be bet. Because here's the thing, right? If he had he didn't test positive. They eventually got another scent. They did a blood test on him. He had nothing in his system. He would have been fine, but because he tampered with the process, that's a penalty.
Yeah. And if he did have anything in his system, it was a slap on the wrist because it was his first warning. It's like,
and it was a Tuesday, non-match day.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and
Willie,
they were also only testing for performance-enhancing drugs because there's also some theories that potentially he was worried about what was going to come up. Maybe he had illicit drugs in his system. Again, this is just a theory. He's never said anything like this. But they weren't even fucking testing for that. It was just dumb. And now the max penalty he can get is 4 years where he'll be banned from the game.
Yeah.
And chances are he's going to get something close to that because he doesn't play for Collingwood.
I reckon he'll get 2.
Yeah, I reckon he'll get 2 as well. Yeah,
that's still enough to fuck up his career.
For his little mistake. As he called it. Little mistake.
Little Willie. With his wrong Willy. Yeah.
Look, that wasn't your best
his
work.
Juice box Willy.
Juice box dick. Anyway, so that happened.
Young William.
And then...
What did he think was going to happen when they tested it?
Well, because here's my thing, right? Say you swap it out for Gatorade. They don't... Just say, okay. Now, the way this works is they look at it. They watch you do it. So there's no way you could get caught.
Yeah. Yep.
But like, say they go and test it.
Yeah.
They test it, right? And they like...
sorry, sir, you have type 1 diabetes. Your piss is just sugar.
Well, they also, I read that they, if they see that, if like they could, I could be standing there trying to fill my little cup and then decide to pull out my like Ribena out of my back pocket and squeeze it in.
Sir, are you okay?
they actually can't stop you and they can't do anything. They've just got to put that in the notes.
Yeah.
And then they'll seal it up, send it away.
Still test it.
And then that's where that happens rather than them going, mate, don't do that. It's not like the umpires to old mate on the game, I can't remember what his name is, he's hitting Charlie Cameron's elbow. Hey, stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, what's okay, sick. He did this dumb thing. We'll just write that down. And then that means that he would have thought he got away with it.
Would you though? Because you,
Or would you just be shitting yourself? Because it was nearly a month ago. It was like 3 weeks.
So the minute they did the A sample, they went, yeah, this ain't piss.
Oh, it says in these notes that he poured Gatorade into a...
This is Ribena!
It says in his notes that he poured his beverage into this cup. We've tested it. It's not piss. Maybe it's this beverage that he poured into his cup in front of the fucking test. Annoying because Willie is a good player. Mm-hmm. A great player. Very exciting to watch. Someone that I won't get to watch anymore because he...
Question.
One of the theories is that he spat it. He had it in his mouth and he spat it into the cup.
Yeah.
Rather than poured it.
So he's like got it in his mouth. He holds it down there and it's like, oh, my piss is coming from real high up.
He did the reverse bubbler.
Fuck, that's good. Oh, that guy is now like cashing in on that. Have you noticed on like betting ads where it's him talking about how he ends up being like, it's piss easy. Like, mate, you don't get to cash out on the fact that you pissed in your own mouth.
He was on A Current Affair or 60 Minutes with his mum, like saying how much it's like, I don't know if anyone saw that. It was in a fish and chip shop or something and was on. And he's like, yeah, it was rough. And this whole period of time, like, blah, 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 getting a real sob story. And then to see that, you're like, nah.
Also, you weren't drunk. You were like, hey, I'm going to piss in my own mouth. And you know what? That's fine. If that's something that you want to do and that you're into, go for it, but be prepared for the lifestyle that entails.
I look forward to, because we get a lot of people that listen to this podcast that don't really understand football. There's going to be a lot more people that don't understand the reference and therefore are like, why the fuck are they talking about pissing in their own mouths?
Yeah, nah, Google it. I'm not going to tell you. Get on the internet.
Don't Google that.
It's like Dick Explosion last week.
Yeah.
Don't Google that.
I was driving when I listened to that and I was very tempted to Google it. Not while I was driving, of course, but...
It's you did later, didn't you?
We got the results in episode, but I cut it out because it was just Pornhub.
And you know what? Reckon the results would be the same this week if you Googled whatever we were talking about before.
Reverse bubbler.
Question for the three of you, though.
Yes. Yep.
So everyone's like, oh, poor Willie, made a mistake. We all like him. Change Willie's name to Sun Yang and make him a Chinese swimmer.
I have something to bring up here.
Mm. Mm.
Old mate over here, Thomas Reed.
Yeah.
Ribbon that from Damien Barrett.
Hey, whoa. When?
That's Barrett's article today.
Oh. From when?
Today.
From what fucking article? He doesn't write an article on a Monday.
DB margin call, mate.
Oh,
you often read, and sometimes you come to us and go, you know what? He's a fuckwit, but I agree with him.
Sean.
You had
to
read it.
No.
Thomas.
Pause.
Oh.
I skimmed through it, but I didn't read it because you know why?
You can't.
No.
I'm the producer here. You can't just yell pause.
When I said pause, I meant pause in your attack on me. Keep recording. I skimmed through it. He didn't mention anything about Geelong, so I didn't fucking read it.
This is classic Willie Rioli stuff.
Mate.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm going to fucking go through and find this.
While you Google that, I Googled bubbling and football, and you get... the soccer where they have an inflatable ball and they run around and bump into each other. So that's a nice thing to...
So I skimmed through the article. He rambles on about Green.
Yep. Tom, it's all right, mate.
Rambles on
You've
about
just
Green.
Destroyed your media integrity.
Just name your sources, okay?
No, I'm going to Tom Brown this shit.
Yeah, Tom Reed, Tom
Brown.
Same person.
Leon, I think I stopped reading
at
after...
the bottom, mate.
Leon defies doubters. I was like, I'm not reading more about GWS. Where's my shit about? There was nothing about fucking Geelong in it. Was there?
Don't know.
You've read it, apparently.
Well, I remember that bit.
Just control F. Search for Geelong.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, hang on.
See ya.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're exactly. Replace the name Willy Rioli with that of Sun Yang and every thought you've ever had. Joel? Oh, word you have uttered an opinion you've shared. Do you know where I actually got this, though? Mm. Was my brother. I was talking to him and I said, I feel bad for Willy Rioli. And he goes,
you
what if it was Sun
Jacob
Yang?
Jacob under the bus.
No, this was like fucking when it happened on Thursday.
I don't know about this, Tom.
So you're trying to say that Damien Barrett should have named his sources, which is the Reed household.
Yes.
That's yes. fucked, Tom.
Anyway, point still stands, whether I came up with it, Barrett came up with it, or my brother came up with it, would we be as forgiving of Willy Rioli? We should be just as forgiving as Sun Yang because he did the same thing.
I'm not
he?
Forgiving of Rioli. He's a dumb fuck.
Yeah, that was really, really, really dumb. Mm. Like, as in, it's one of those things that, like, it's the same as the Stevenson thing. Like, why the fuck did you do that? Mm. It's just so dumb.
Stevenson one's funny, though, because it's dumb on a huge level because yeah. it's yeah. like, actually, no.
And
you know what?
Multiple. It's multiple.
It's
times.
Multiple times. It's like if Willy had of like thought he got through the first one, so did it again a second time,
yeah.
and then found out months later that no, he didn't get away with it the first time, and he definitely didn't get away with it the second time because they wanted a blood sample, and he just squeezed a beetroot in there.
Yeah. Blood orange.
Do you want to talk about the game now?
Yep. So you won. You were in front most of the game except for the third quarter, which you claim the umpires fucked you, but...
They fucking did. 12 free kicks to one in the third quarter.
Welcome to being a Carlton supporter this year, last couple of years.
Yeah, all right. Nah, fair. No, look, at one point the free kick count was 6-22.
Yeah.
On what planet is another team that... It was Bulldogs Sydney levels. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that because we won. It was fucking great. It was really good. I went to the game with my dad. We came out of the blocks quick, which was something that I was worried about having seen us be very bad in finals in the first quarter. Kicked 5 goals, looked very good early. Someone arrived, boys, and he's a big man from Fiji, and he's fucking here.
Mm. I'd argue he hadn't arrived yet.
Hey. He arrived. On Friday.
No, he didn't arrive.
Ding dong.
Not
here's
quite.
Me.
Not quite.
Mate, kick 3.
Did he kick 3?
Yeah.
I thought he kicked 2.
Nah, kick 3, mate.
Was it all in the first half?
Nah, kick 1 in the third. One of our only few goals in the third came from that very big great. Hanger, Sean.
Great. He had a great game. Wouldn't call it an arrival.
Do you know what, though?
I'd say he's right. landed, but yep. the jet lag is still very, very present.
Is he walking right. up the driveway? And so tomorrow, Friday night against Richmond, is he going to finally ring the doorbell?
He's at the carousel at Melbourne Airport, right. waiting for his bags.
But he'll be here soon. Yeah. So, is that what you're saying?
Yep.
And also, Tom, sorry, I just went quiet there because I just wanted to do a quick bit of research. You know, you're in the top 5 for
Tom. Research is a thing where you look into.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah,
thank you. So I didn't just read an article and say I just thought of it.
I fucking didn't read his article. Oh. I fucking hate everybody in this room, except for you, Jason. You're a nice man.
Everyone listening
that can still change in the next 25 to 40 minutes.
Jesus.
I just want everyone who's listening to this just to rewind the tapes a little bit where you said you skimmed the article but didn't remember seeing
it. I just
them.
Said to Sean, oh. I got to the Leon Cameron article and stopped.
Wait, so originally you like didn't read it, and then you're like, wait, no, I skimmed it.
No, I skimmed through it. I skimmed it,
didn't see any Geelong stuff, stopped reading.
Thank you. That's exactly. I got to Leon Cameron being touted as a hero and was like, oh, I can't do this shit.
Anyway, you're in the top 5 for free kick differentials for 2019. So
absolutely.
Stop complaining who's about umpires.
Who's one, though?
In the positive?
Yeah, in the positive.
Who's number one, though?
Western Bulldogs.
Who's number 2?
Collingwood.
Wait, number 3?
Number 3. If you're looking for, are you looking for West Coast?
Yeah.
West Coast are quite far down, I think.
Yeah, they're like 5 spots below you.
Well, can I just say...
They made up for it.
They're now first. It was just dog shit umpiring. But again, I'm not talking about that. I want to talk about the good things, which is that we won. And the Joel Selwood is... The best captain in the AFL.
Mm. Best captain, did you say?
Yeah.
That's.
Don't know about that.
Absolutely bizarre.
Literally, that's Nat 5 because he won the, nod for the captain of the All-Australians. So that's what I'm basing it off.
Carrying that, right, watching Shannon Hearn carve Geelong up, I was like, oh, there's a really good premiership captain right there. Mm-hmm. It's all right, Joel Selwood's going to be premiership captain this year, baby. Oh.
All right, so Tom.
Did you say next year?
This year, baby. And he will be next year because he'll have had it this year.
Fair enough. Yep.
Speak just on that. Mm. I only realised in round 22 or 23 that the West Coast Eagles, not only is their AFL logo not red,
yeah,
that it says Premiers. Yeah. 20. I know. It took me
every team that wins a grand final since like 2000, I think.
Really? I've never noticed.
They changed the logo to be gold and it says Premiers on it.
I noticed it was a bit off colour and I thought maybe that's just a West Coast Eagles thing. But then I saw the little white text and went, how have I gone through this far without not
being aware of.
So Richmond would have had it all last year. Bulldogs would have had it all the year before.
I suppose also my team has not won one for as long as I followed them. So
Hawthorn had it 3 years in a row, so it would probably just look like a weird Hawthorn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wear a little gold badge that says Premiers as part of their AFL logo on their jumper.
Fair enough.
It's a nice touch.
Hawkins, will he get a week?
He's currently at the tribunal. They are deliberating. And we will find out on my heart may break on air.
Surely gets a week.
He's already been given a week.
Should have got more than one.
Imagine Tom, I want to pitch you this heartbreaking situation.
He gets off and then we still lose.
he appeals, they give him 2 weeks, you win. Doesn't play in the ground.
No, he can't get that more weeks. Happen, yeah. No, they can't give him two more than 2 weeks. I mean, fuck, I'm very stressed. Can we talk about the good things in the
Why
game?
Why can't he get 2 weeks for the appeal?
Because they don't.
They've changed the system.
To make it easy to appeal.
Yeah.
So you can't talk about more good things, or are we going to hit?
Yeah. Just quickly on the tribunal, and it will come up again in the next game, but I have a theory that so the AFL at this point, while I don't think they're rigging games, I think that they're doing their best to manufacture the results. Grand final result that they want, which would be a Collingwood Richmond thing. And I don't think they're going as deep as to literally rig games, but I think that you will find that Tom Hawkins will still stand with 1 week and Toby Green will get a week. Yeah.
And if you said the theory with that is that he didn't get rubbed out when Jervis played on the weekend.
Yeah.
But then we'll get rubbed out for their game against Collingwood.
Yeah.
When he probably deserved to be rubbed out more for the one against
Brisbane.
For
the one against that, but is now less of a damaging.
Because Brisbane against Collingwood, they can give Collingwood all the fucking free kicks in the world. Brisbane would have come for them. GWS, less likely, especially without Toby Green.
I think Green gets off based purely on the fact that
Chris Fagan's
one against Bontempelli was much worse than this one. And Chris Fagan has helped him by saying that Lachie Neale says he got him on the nose.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know if they frown upon
it
that.
It said eye region. So it said around his eyes. Like nose. I'm just looking at my own face. I can't look at my face. I'm touching my own face. My nose is close to my eyes.
Yeah. Oh, I think he should be suspended. But after the Bont one, they should have given him 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So his season was over. Get him out.
Speaking of season not being over, I still just want to talk about my team winning place.
Yeah, okay.
Because I might not get a chance to next week.
Fuck, I guess we can talk about
it. Yeah, sure. What was good about it? You won. Well done.
Oh, man.
Did you shit your pants in the third quarter?
Yes, I was terrified in the third quarter. But then Captain Selwood fucking nailed one from 50 that kept us in it, and then we murdered them in the last quarter.
Captain Blood.
Just make him bleed, and that's all we need. Oh. Hey, Geelong, call me.
You just made a T-shirt, man.
I did. I fucking did. Tell you what I did get of this game, boys.
Nobody will fucking buy it, though.
No.
Tell you what I did get this game, boys. I got a Terrence Reid hug. I got a double high five after Hawkins' last goal, and then I got a hug when Delhouse dribbled that one through. That put us up by four scores, effectively. And it was very fucking good. I thought Cam Guthrie, who missed last week, is a bigger out than I think people give him credit for because in a midfield with like Duncan and Kelly and Selwood and Danger, he's sort of down the ranking. But his clearance work is fucking awesome.
He had the most dream team points in the game.
He was unreal. He had like 33 possessions.
Yep.
Tore him up.
Laid 5 tackles.
Oh.
Let's bring it back to the hug.
Yep.
Would you call it a top 5 hug?
Mate, absolutely.
top 5 hugs.
Top 3.
Top three
all time.
All time hugs.
He's been to grand finals with the man.
Yeah. What do you think's number one?
No, hang on. Is this top 3 just hugs in general or hugs with your father?
Well, no, what are you asking?
I don't know.
Is it your top 3 hugs with your father?
Both. No, it's top 3 hugs with my dad. So for some context, in 2009, he was sitting somewhere else and I was just sitting with my mum.
Oh, so you couldn't get it. It was a long distance.
Yep.
He saw you and like mimed it, but couldn't do
it. Yeah, so hugged my mum in that one. But 07,
what about when you actually saw him in the following moments, there would have been a hug in that.
Yeah, there was a hug in there, but it didn't have the emotion of it.
Yeah, right.
That just happened.
Okay. Time and passing lessens the hug power.
2011 was huge hug because we'd won. It was a big hug.
Were you next to him?
I was next to him. We were sitting together in that one.
Push mum out of the way to get the hug.
Just elbow mum in the
Toby
head.
Toby Green.
I think it was. I think that was a full fan. Toby Green, my mum. Jesus. How many weeks do I get?
That could be any number of things.
I go to like...
Oh, fuck you, Tribunal.
Breaking news.
Confirmation. It happened.
They gave him five weeks?
No, got 1 week, I guess, because he doesn't play for Collingwood or Richmond.
Well, I mean, he's got form and he's a bit of a thug.
You watch next week if any Richmond or if anyone gets reported. No, if anyone gets reported, they won't get a ban.
Tom.
Yep.
Pretend you don't barrack for it. Pretend this wasn't Hawkins, it was another player.
Yep.
If you saw that action,
yep.
Would you want that player to get off?
I would. What? No, hang on. So, no,
it was a punch off the ball from behind in the head.
Yes.
What do we call that?
Coward's
fucking
punch.
Hero. Coward punch.
Big Tom Hawkins is.
Oh, if Danny Green could hear you talking right now, he wouldn't coward punch. He would line you up, look at you, and then hit you.
There's an Anthony Mundine joke in there as well.
Ah, fuck Mundine.
Yeah, all his punches are coward punches. just back to. I'm going to struggle to talk about. I need to talk about good things or I'm going to be very. I fucking knew he wasn't going to get a game. Like, it was. The odds of him getting off were.
I'm going to just scroll back through some messages.
Yeah.
From like. I reckon 3 hours ago.
You guys read The Secret? You got to put it out in the universe and hope for the universe will give it to you. So I was telling you boys.
Boys, I think Hawkins is going to get off. Fuck, I'm stressed. That was about 4 hours ago.
Yeah, but then this morning I saw your message being like, oh, he's gone.
What do you mean this morning? 4 hours ago later. It was 3 p.m.
Yeah, oh, I know. Tom. And then earlier this morning I told you that I've been stressed and stopping and changing.
Oh, mate.
Can I talk about good things again?
Oh, if you have to.
I do have to. My fucking star forward's not playing against Richmond.
He kicked 4 goals. How many is he going to kick next week? None.
How many did you kick when you played Richmond this year? 4?
Yep.
How much did you win by?
67. Oh,
that's different Richmond. I hadn't adjusted to Rance.
You hadn't had the bye yet.
We hadn't had the bye yet. Oh, fuck. I'm stressed now again.
Gary Ablett, like he was in good form back then.
He's got to come back.
You'd have to argue that his church has burned down since then.
He better get to the biggest church. He better. It's
prayerless.
Guys.
So, I was actually just going to cut in there. My dad's a minister. My dad's a pastor. And I was listening to your.
Get him to come to Gary.
I was listening to last week's episode only a couple of days ago on the plane. And I'm like, my dad's also a Carlton supporter. So I know who he's not going for in this current finals bracket. Uh-huh. But I've got to. Get him to pass on the message to
sermon for Gary. About,
sermon for Gary.
Young Mr.
Gary. Private sermon for Gaz. I'm getting messages from fucking all the Richmond supporters at work and I hate it. other positives, because otherwise I'll cry. Tom Stewart had a blinder. Fucking Mark O'Connor had a blinder. Jed Buse kept Jamie Cripps goalless, but then also cheekily snuck forward, kicked one. I reckon next week we will play. This is my gut feel. Rowan comes back in next week. Dangerfield goes forward and one of Parford or Narkle comes out and Constable comes in and plays on the ball. That's my prediction for next week. Gary Ablett kicked 10. Got to make up for a couple of weeks where he's done fuck all. You can't keep the champ down. It's going to be his last game ever.
Probably will be.
He's gonna fucking pray his face off.
It's going to be his last game ever.
Could be
That's
his last game ever.
Not what you said.
No, I said it could be his last game ever.
No, you didn't. You said it's gonna.
Yeah, have you ever heard me say something that I meant on this show and then immediately contradict it in the next breath?
I don't know, Tom. You've fallen apart. Your team won and you seem like you're the most in shambles
you're
out of all
fucking
of them.
Shambles today, Tom.
You're I'm very stressed. Wreck. I'm very stressed. We have to play Richmond at the MCG. I'm going. If we win, I may get a hug that top two.
Transcends all hugs.
Top two hug. That's what I want.
Something that will fix this final stress.
Yes.
This moment you're in.
Yes.
Your team not making finals. That'll fix it every time. You won't be in this situation. You'll be feeling great right now. And
are you feeling great though? I don't know.
No. Jason's feeling great. You're not feeling really? Great. Your team
I'm not by no means am I rubbing it in. I'm just saying if that's not making it fix. Yeah, look. I'm going to have to get up and give you a. Oh, that's. I.
What was the last time three played four in the grand final?
I'm sorry. That was sorry, my, no, I'm just, now I feel really bad. Like I've processed my grief and I'm like, I can just sit back and I'm no.
Look.
Sorry, Carney.
No. It's all good.
You're right, but I think I can't get into the next game. I just want to talk about the win because I've got to be happy. We played really well. Guthrie was really good.
Hawkins had a good game.
Yep.
He was a match winner.
Yeah, kicked 4 goals.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
He is the difference. Mm.
So we were friends, Sean.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, I'm just stating
you.
Facts.
I've supported you in your darkest
Tom,
days.
As we've said, a fact is a thing that is correct.
He was the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, what if, can I pitch a scenario
to you? Tom, I just want to talk about the game. I don't care about scenarios. Let's talk about the win.
Okay.
Did you get this what if from an award-winning journalist? Did you plagiarize an article?
When's Barrett won an award in his life?
Mate, he's won a lot of awards, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, he would have.
For Sliding Doors, the best, most accurate column in Australia?
You shouldn't be going after people for accuracy.
No. I know what a sliding door moment is.
Sliding
door moment is Tom Hawkins getting off at the tribunal and then Geelong winning against Richmond.
What's the what-if scenario?
I'll get to it in a sec. I want to talk more about the win. I want to pump myself up a bit.
Jeez, you're a shambles.
I am. I'm stressed. I'm all over the shop. I thought it was a great thing was Stanley came back in, played really well against Nick Nat. Didn't win the hitouts, was never going to, but just around the ground was really handy. And Blitzarv's on the wing in Duncan's absence is kind of – a clever position to put him in because he's so mobile. He played a bit of a defensive role, could swing back across halfback. But I thought, for me, the two best players were sort of bit part players. It wasn't like Selwood had a huge game, yet Guthrie was awesome. Hawkins kicked four. Sav had a massive game. But for me, the two most crucial players on the ground for us on Friday night were Tom Atkins, who just murdered people with tackles and pressure, kicked a goal and just hassled all night. And Collar Jasny basically shut Kennedy and Darling kicked three goals. None of them were when he was playing on Collar Jasny. And one of them was from a free kick. And so Kennedy and Darling just got taken out of it by the young jet.
That's Collar Jasny. Because they're such, like, it's hard for most teams to get two players to negate them both at the same time. Like, yeah, you might have one that can really sit with them, but
he's that. We're a versatile backline, and I'm less worried about Harry Taylor retiring at the end of this year than I would have been probably 12 months ago. The backline looks solid. We kept them to two inside 50s in that last quarter.
That's pretty good.
One positive thing for next week, if we're still, like, say Richmond, if we're in front three-quarter time, great. We'll stay in front. But say we're behind.
Mm-hmm.
Our last quarters in the finals have been fucking awesome. We kept Collingwood scoreless and West Coast to one behind. And we are a good last quarter team. My what-if scenario.
I mean.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Yes. I will point out that your last quarter against Collingwood wasn't great. You could have won the game, but you could only kick one. You kicked two goals, three.
But from a defensive set, like, we have the capacity there.
So against what you just said, which is if you're behind, you'll win.
No, I believe – well, we're also the best last quarter team across the comp.
What the fuck are you saying, Tom?
Hey.
You said the right statement, then just went back on yourself.
Yeah, I believe. When you hear my hypothetical, you fucks.
Yes. When you listen back to this, you'll just be like, what?
I am not doing okay.
Usually we just let this slide, Tom, but –
that's some Gatorade.
Why are you coming? Yeah, give me some Willy Rioli special, please. Give me some. I want some arse cheek golden circle juice. I want juice box, please, sir.
I can such empathize. Like when the Carlton girls were in the grand final earlier in the year, that week I was a mess.
What do you do?
I that's the week that I went to Geelong and, you know, I was listening to any bit of football content about the Blues girls that I could. And I remember driving to Geelong, visiting Sexy Land, going to the police station and coming back.
Just right, so Jason is that Jason.
Yeah, Jason is the Jason who went to Sexy Land.
Jason of Sexy Land.
And just the whole drive, I was like, I got home and my jaw was tight and I'm like, just everything. I can empathize with your situation, but at the same time, right now, we're probably just like, good for you.
I'm going to need a shower before I leave. I'm sweaty as fuck. what if scenario?
Yes.
So you know how, like, when...
This is off to a bad start.
You know when, like, buddy...
He talked about a straw being attached to a shaft before, so you can't go any further down.
All right, I've got two what-if scenarios.
Oh, my God.
You've reminded me of that. The first one is really good, right?
Uh-huh.
Tom Hawkins doesn't play. Obviously, he's been ruled out.
That's not a hypothetical anymore, Tom.
We bring in Wiley Buzzer. Except it's just Tommy in a wig. How do they check? How will they know?
So... You have been trying to interrupt the episode.
No, 10 that was minutes. that wasn't the one I wanted.
For 10 minutes,
that was the one I thought of because it was dumb. Because you used the
Sean's
juice
ready
box.
To leave. He didn't leave the episode last week despite threats of it. I reckon this might be the day.
All right. So when Sydney don't have Buddy Franklin, there is that, or when a team loses a key forward and they have to kind of adjust, there is a school of thought that says teams become dangerous because they become unpredictable. A lot of Essendon this year. The games that were the most dangerous when you lost Joe Danaher and it was like, fuck, where are we going to go? It's going to come from anywhere. Mitch Brown steps up. Richmond would have been thinking, right, if we're playing Geelong, we've got a man up on Hawkins. All right, Hawkins isn't there. Okay, that's easy. We don't have to worry about Tom Hawkins. But then it becomes a case of...
Who do we worry about?
Who do you worry about? And do we suddenly become unpredictable? The balls, it's a chaos footy. Brisbane's strength is chaos further up the ground, but their backline is intercept marking. Mm. We do what you have been saying you need to do to beat Grimes, and you just dribble, like, just messy chaos balls in.
Yeah, Geelong won't do that, though.
Hey, Tom.
We might.
So, Tom, great hypothetical for a club that isn't coached by Chris Scott. Do you know what's going to happen, Tom? Look, I don't even bother for Geelong. I can tell you exactly what's going
to
happen.
Dangerfield to full forward?
Dangerfield to full forward, which Richmond will 100% see coming. They'll put their best defender on him. He'll have fuck all ball.
Well, no, my thing is Dylan Grimes going to be able to go with Dangerfield?
And then you don't.
You reckon?
And he's the best defender in the AFL.
And then you don't have Dangerfield in the midfield, which exposes your midfield.
But then will they put Gary Ablett forward to...
Yeah, possibly. Because here's the thing. Danger didn't play a lot of midfield minutes against the Eagles.
I think you're cooked because Richmond have the best back line.
No, we've got the best back line, mate.
Nah, Richmond.
Statistically.
Statistics don't matter.
They do. Best back line all year.
Why? Because of points against?
Yeah.
Who cares?
No one's scoring goals against us, mate.
You'll see. Well.
Nah, you know what? Fuck all of you. How good's footy? Miracle on grass 2.
Don't try and claim that. You can't be claiming that one, right?
You can't take that. You can't take that and make it yours.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You can have I see it, but oh no, you can't have that one either.
All you've got is like a toe poke.
It's a pretty good toe poke.
Have a couple of them.
It's a pretty good toe poke.
A couple of toe pokes.
You know what we need? We need Travis Varko goal in under 10 seconds in the 2011 grand final.
Or, you know, you might be Travis Varko in that prelim final where he missed it.
And you know what we need to be? Nick fucking Dygan. For good. Carlton in that elimination final. Comes in out of nowhere. Kicks what, three? Four? Three?
Yep.
Fucking hero.
Call up Subway. Get some catering.
There you go. We need a Nick Dygan.
I could throw down 95 where the game was over by quarter time, but you know. If we're talking about like
why are we doing this to me?
Just to balance out your overwhelming positivity and
arrogance.
Like,
it's not arrogance. I'm very stressed. I'm all over the shop. I need this.
We're trying to bring you to a more even keel. We're trying to bring you to a more even keel to just say it'll be okay in 2 weeks because regardless, it's over.
Can I say?
It is over.
Boys, you're all blaspheming pieces of shit. In what universe? What's the antithesis of how good's footy? Collingwood Richmond Grand Final.
Yep. There are... Three teams in the finals left that I hate and one that passes. And Geelong is the team that gets the pass.
Okay. So then
I don't say I love it, but it's a pass.
It is a pass.
So that's my official
help me out
for the reference stance.
I got two teams I don't hate. And one of them I want their Coleman forward, so I hope they succeed.
He's a murderer.
I'll take him. At this point.
Who's your real friend, Sean? Who was there when you were at your lowest on Saturday? Was it Dusha or was he dreaming about having a murderer in his team?
This guy, right?
Yeah.
I reckon 5 minutes pass after the final siren and he goes, well, I'm off.
Excuse me.
And I'll tell you why. Ooh.
Excuse me.
Because he had Borderlands 3 waiting for him at home. And he was desperate to play.
No, I hung around for half an hour.
It wasn't a half an hour.
Mate, I got home at 11:30.
Well, you drove slowly.
No, I left at like 11.
What did you do, walk home?
No, I left a bit before.
Stopped and got Hungry Jack's.
Mate, do you know those
bloody chippies.
I'm going to.
You drove to Geelong, didn't you? You had Burger King. Yeah.
No, I'm just going to quickly flick through and see when I messaged you something because that'll tell me when I got home. Oh, wait, that was yesterday afternoon.
No, because for a while, you got home and we're just home forever before you
messaged me. So I sent you a message.
Yeah.
Yeah, what time is it? Tom, what time is it?
Nothing.
What?
I told you. 5 minutes.
I'm going to guess.
No, I stuck around for a bit.
Nah, bullshit.
Can I just say, though, Sean, would me staying there have helped?
Don't know. Can't answer that because I don't know. Because it didn't happen. We'll never know.
I was standing there.
We'll never know.
Okay. picture the scene here. I'm sitting there being like, I don't know what to do because I thought they were going to win. And Sean's in a corner and Belinda's come in and like giving him a pat. And then I thought maybe you were going to cry. And I thought, you know what? I probably need to give Sean some space. Did it also benefit me in that I was going home?
You're a cheeky prick.
A TC to friendship.
Oh. No, never, never, ever. I never want Jeremy Cameron in my team.
That was a big wink there.
Fuck. Oh, I feel like this whole episode has just been me getting attacked or angry or upset. So,
well, we could say the whole episode's been you antagonizing us over your team success.
Gloating.
I'm not gloating. Do I sound like a man who's gloating?
Manically.
Yes. Fuck. I thought I was going to have a good night this week because my team won and I got a hug from my dad.
Jeez, how many times do you want to tell us that your team won?
Because I might not get to say it next week.
Come on, Tom, believe.
I do.
You shouldn't. Fuck.
Do you want to talk about Saturday night then, Sean?
Yeah. No, you watched it. You can talk about it.
Yeah, go on, Tom. You carry this one. So I was at work.
I'm going to buy two Whoppers on the way home tonight. Yeah,
you've earned them.
One angry, one regular.
Both angry.
I'm going to try the angry.
Excuse me, can I have an angry Whopper? And for my second Whopper, can I have a really salty one for my tears?
An angry Whopper and a salty Whopper.
We call that a Brisbane.
So, yeah, Brisbane GWS, Saturday night. For the first time in a year, we've had a team go out in straight sets. Happened to Hawthorn last year.
Yeah. No comment.
That last quarter, so I was at work and I purposely lined my breakup with my 30-minute breakup with a 40-minute last quarter. Sorry to everyone who I worked with where I was just missing for 10 minutes. His break ended 10 minutes ago. Where is he? Sweating it out is where I was. But yeah, GWS held off a Brisbane Lions attack and won by 3 points. Sean,
mm-hmm.
Where did it go wrong?
Was it the week before when Toby Green didn't get suspended for 2 weeks?
That didn't help.
Was it the last quarter when you had 15 inside 50s and only 9 disposals from those 15 inside 50s?
Yeah, I mean, that didn't help. Mm. Goal kicking accuracy again didn't help.
Charlie Cameron dying.
That didn't help.
But he came back like a fucking champion.
What actually happened? Because I know that he hurt his elbow, but I didn't see it.
Mate, it bent the wrong way.
Yeah.
It bent like that Tui shot at goal last week. It was insane.
And the ability to him still rev the motorbike, even with his elbow that was...
So he revved the motorbike as well?
Highlight of the game is probably the slow motion footage of that. And there's an old guy in the crowd revving the motorbike as well, and it's beautiful.
His motorbike's a chopper though. That guy's arms
he was like an eagle. He went wide. His wrists bent back like further than they would have in years. It was incredible.
His wrists bent like to his goal.
He hocked his head back too. It was a full body experience. It was beautiful. Charlie got. It was sort of like a bit of a bump, and then Lockie Neal also pushed the Giants guy, and then. Lockie Neal kind of
caught in the middle.
So his arm was this and it bent.
It's an audio medium, sorry, mate.
Yeah. This is fiducia. So my arm's straight.
Yes. Thank and you're you. Gesturing your elbow bending the unnatural way.
Yeah, so where the elbow is, I'm on the inside of the elbow.
Yeah.
And it bent to the inside of the elbow.
It traveled back in time.
Yeah, the inside of the elbow bent like the outside of the elbow usually would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an inside out. Yeah.
Tom, how often do you have to be reminded this is an audio medium? I reckon I've heard that sentence. Jason, you listen to the show. It comes up quite a lot, right?
I took great joy in saying that, yes.
it's almost a catchphrase.
It's almost as though I had it prepared, like a bow and arrow.
Because you just knew that I'd do something done.
Oh, something done.
I'm Lyndon done, guys.
Okay.
Charlie, I think, was off for 8 minutes getting his arm looked at. And in that 8 minutes, they kicked 25 points.
Fuck
wow. To none. And then when he came back on.
So he was injured before and either team scored.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the score was 25 to none at one point.
And then when he came back on for the rest of that quarter, while he was back on the ground, we scored 32 points. Mm-hmm. So Charlie Cameron really is a difference, I think.
Yeah.
Razor Ray. He comes on the radio once a week with Jared, I think, on SCN.
Yeah.
And a couple of times he's mentioned he's really keen to
grand final, to umpire a grand final again. It's been a long time since he's done one.
Yep.
Because they pick the best umpires to do it.
So is he getting the gig?
No. He honestly, he shouldn't umpire again this year. He was fucking pathetic.
Jeez.
Like, I know that's a very one-eyed thing, but I think, well, just based on looking at Twitter, most people are like, Jesus Christ, this umpiring is shithouse.
The umpiring across the finals hasn't been great.
I would just say. Like, what's so annoying is you wait for grand final day where they just put the whistle away and everyone's like, ah, this is great. But it's like, well, why can't you do that all the time?
The finals always seems to have a trend, and it kind of happens round to round within the season, but like the finals, it becomes more and more apparent where like every game, there's just like one rule they're going to focus on.
Well, this in the first half, it was holding the ball.
Yep.
It was if you
get tackled, it's holding the ball.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a ball in dispute, players jump at it, and it's like, no, you dived on it. It's like, what happened to prior opportunity?
Yeah.
The Giants kicked, off the top of my head, four goals from really bad free kicks.
Yep.
You factor in Brisbane hit the post twice in the last quarter. There was a bad 50-meter penalty. There were just all sorts of shit.
There was a throw.
They want to hide away from the fact Brisbane, if like at one point in the last quarter, I think it was 16 inside 50s to 4.
Yeah, that
just
was
convert. Kick the goals and get in the game, really.
Stop just kicking it to Phil Davis.
But the pressure on the ball carrier, so they were just bombing it in. Like there were a few where they had time and they fucked it.
Sean, do you know what that last quarter reminded me a lot of?
What?
Watching Essendon play.
Yeah, it was they lost structure.
It was
Charlie couldn't lift that arm above his head. You saw him when he was like standing on the mark and he was just like holding one arm up trying to smother. So he was fucked. A lot of Brisbane fans have a go at Dan McStay, but I love him. I liked his game. Hipwood responded. He kicked three goals. He had another one of those like Asava type games where it's like an almost game.
He got to the airport?
Yeah.
I like
hasn't quite arrived yet. Yeah. They're in the same bracket, I think.
Sava's got another week
except
to Hipwood's
get probably played a lot more games.
Say that they're here, but they haven't, you know, waiting for the carousel.
Lachie Neal got tagged.
Yep.
Channel 7 decided to stop commentating the game for about 5 minutes to talk about umpiring. One of the umpires, I actually really liked this move from the umpire.
Me too, big fan.
Charlie Cameron came back on with his arm heavily strapped.
Yep.
Because it had been snapped in half. And his opponent was like punching his arm. And the umpire said, that's against the spirit of the game. If you keep doing it, I'm going to pay a free kick. And Cameron Ling, JB, and
Luke Darcy. Most insightful man in the...
They lost their minds.
I'm real tall and have terrible problems conveying excitement in my speech, but I don't like that rule, and my name's Luke Darcy.
Do you know, like, back when there was the whole pinching thing?
Yeah.
And they completely lost their minds on that.
Mm.
But why isn't this basically the same thing?
Cameron Ling was playing in a Geelong side that saw Stephen Baker get suspended for doing the same thing to Steve Johnson who had a broken thumb. He kept punching him in the thumb and afterwards they took it to the tribunal. Yeah. I really like it. People are like,
you like the action of punching him in the elbow?
No. I like the umpire going, don't do it. And all these people are like, oh, but you know, back in the day, fuck off. You played your last game in what, 2008? It's 2019. And the game's changed miserably.
And constantly referring umpires coaching, it's like, he's there to hold the game into the structures and rules that have been set out over generations.
Yeah.
So to just say, I see you, like, is completely reasonable.
Mm.
I see this. And,
hey, you know, the guy didn't give away a free kick after that.
He should umpire the grand final.
Yeah. I think he's done that a few times, that umpire.
He doesn't get in that, like, I honestly think we've reached the point where they need to turn the microphones off. Because
just turn them on when they're explaining.
Leave it on for that specific bit. Yep. But I don't want to hear Ray anymore because people keep cracking the shits because he's coaching players out there. And people are like, shut up, Ray. I mean, who's the umpire's boss? Is it Jeff Geeshan?
Not anymore.
Whoever it is, I need to say to Ray, just shut up. Just commentate the game. Stop fucking.
Commentate the game.
Sorry.
Don't commentate the game, Ray.
Oh, yeah. Like,
they did what you did. They fucked it, Sean, and that's why he's talking all the time.
He just needs to shut up. Like, fucking hell. There were nearly 60 free kicks in this game. That's about 30 more than there ever should be. It was just ridiculous.
Unless they're there.
And then, well, you know, they could have paid one in the last 2 minutes when the Giants guy just literally forward passed the ball and they kicked a goal.
Did a Dustin Martin.
And now it's over.
But kicking it along the wing with the only intent to get it out of bounds, they were not going to pay deliberate for that last 5 minutes.
The only issue I have with that is that I actually only got to see sections of the game. I was at work.
Yeah.
And
I left the laptop open in the green room with KO on, and I had the American band in there, and I just kind of leave it. I walk out of the room and see what they do. Anyway, so I was kind of in and out and looking at the physicality of the game and every like 5 minutes watching for a minute or two, the hits, the tackles, the like, I don't want to say the pinches, but that kind of level of like niggling, you're going to get a higher free kick count because that everyone just wanted to knock each other's block off.
Yeah.
That was great footy from what I saw from, you know, and what rewatching the highlights and going back over the game.
It was a fiery game, but if you'd sat there and watched the whole thing, you'd be like, no, they've paid probably 20 extra free kicks.
Yeah. Do you let that go and let those things happen, or do you kind of just like call everything and try and drop it, drop the, not the intensity, but the animosity level back a notch?
Like, yeah. Like I think several stages in the game, the umpires lost control of the game. They completely lost the players. Yes. And but it, the ones which is, I'm critical of are the ones where they're just paying like absurd free kicks for holding the ball and things like that. They're over officiating the game. It's like, just what the fuck?
I mean, just to talk on this, like we were saying when I was saying that the free kick count in that Geelong game was really bad. Yeah. There was a passage of play where Selwood got a free kick for high, but as the umpires called high, the player who was tackling Joel Selwood picked him up in two motions and then dropped him on his head, and it wasn't a 50.
Yeah.
The guy player wasn't sided either. And I'm like, 2 years ago, that was an automatic suspension. That's that is the definition of a dangerous tackle. Yeah. But it's finals. There's not that long left. You've just paid a high free kick. You're not going to give him a 50 because then that puts them too far out in front.
Yeah.
I get the logic of you want an intense, exciting game. Then I think what you need to do is if the animosity is rising, you do exactly what that umpire did and be like, hey, you do that again, I'm going to pay a free kick.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you keep doing, and I don't mind that, that communication with the players makes them know that, yep, you're not going to annoy fans by paying a free kick that's a bit soft, but you're saying to a player, you do this again, you're going to cost your team a free goal. Kick.
Yeah. And it could be a soft thing, but because you've now been warned.
Yep.
Yeah. Not a soft, I don't say soft free kick, but a much lesser thing, but it's like, hey, I've just said don't.
I really liked it.
I know that the umpires were booed at halftime when they walked off. I can't remember if they were booed at the end of the game.
No, the crowd was chanting Lions.
But all I remember is, that Lions chant, even after we lost the game at the end, just because they were saying thanks for
it. Do you know what that is,
mate?
That's a Jamaican bobsled team being supported and carrying their bobsled.
Yeah. Oh, I really loved that.
It was really, really, really weird watching parts of the game where GWS kicked a goal and the crowd just went silent.
Well, it was like 500 fans, at most.
But there was Toby Green did something fucked in like the second quarter, like fucked in like a goal, not fucked as in tore a player's eye out.
Yeah, he kicked a fluky one out.
But he did also try to do that.
Yeah, and like the crowd was just like stopped, just silence, which was deafening,
glorious.
And I was talking to some of the people I was working with about that. Like, would it be shit? They were saying like, oh, it'd be so shit to kick a goal and just have no one cheer. I was like, nah, because if you're a Gold Coast player, yes. Because you're losing every week, no one's there to support you. But as GWS, you're like, I'm the reason why people are going to start clapping.
Yeah.
Like, when the cheers start, it's because of me.
And Toby Green, from all accounts, is the guy who will feed on that lack of energy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. GWS are almost becoming, like, structured to become the villains of the AFL.
They are.
Yeah.
They're the heels of the footy world. And like, Toby Green, as a footballer, you would pick him every week.
Yeah.
Like, first. As a bloke,
lost.
Nah. You can get a cab home, mate. We're not giving you a ride.
He's in the top five, my top five, most punchable faces in the AFL.
He's the first three.
Number one.
Yeah. One through to three is just his face across various stages of his career.
Except I wouldn't punch him. I'd kick him.
whatever the end action is. Yeah, studs out. Top five studs out recipients in the AFL.
I'd buy a horse just so the horse could kick him. John Wicked, I'd just like smack the horse on the ass and never know what to do.
Do you know what you should do?
What?
You should get Favola back to Brisbane right next time and just pressure point.
Oh, fuck. Not worth it, Tom.
Just go to Steven Seagal.
Look, he was in great form in that EJ Witten game until he did his knee. So he's probably like a few, he's got to have a big three season to get back
fit
into the Brisbane side.
When Alan Christensen kicked that goal, did you think this is it?
I don't know what I was thinking. I think I punched the couch.
You did. Victoriously, presumably.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then Brent Daniels. I keep calling him Brett, not his name. Brent.
Yep.
Can I just describe this moment? Because I saw it happen. So Daniels kicked the goal, and I think it was still like at least 3 minutes to go.
It was 2.5 minutes.
And I turned to Sean and I was like, don't worry, Sean. It's still like I was believing, but I'd just seen like just the light kind of fade in Sean's eye because I was like, oh no, Sean believes. But it was as soon as he was running into it and you were like, oh, Witho's too slow. And I was like, they're going to lose. And I think you had processed that before I had, and then the siren went and you were just...
I love Witho. He had a really good game, so it's disappointing. But he's got no leg speed, the poor boy.
Talk about Robbo too.
I love Robbo.
Robbo the second.
I actually tweeted him. Just I hope he got it. I hope he knows that he is valued, and I hope he stays at Brisbane.
You just wanted to know that he's. You just want him to feel cherished.
Oh, I cherish him. I really do. He came in.
We're talking about the Robbo that came in, yeah, not Nick the Robbo Robertson. That went out. Yeah,
yeah. Robbo for Robbo. He kept what Whitfield to one touch. In the first quarter, I think Whitfield had 13 for the game. So, killed him. I love Nick Robbo.
I just wish I had won on that big O mark that, like, he seemed to take by accident, bounced off his chest, popped straight up into the air, and because he was the tallest person there, he just got it on a second grab.
Yeah, another missed opportunity, unfortunately. The big O.
Luke Hodge retired.
Yeah, that was also sad.
We knew it was coming.
Well, we did, because Jared Lyons did this little look at him and like signaled to him, do you want us to carry you off? And Hodge just shook his head.
Yeah, that's when we knew.
Not like that.
His impact at Brisbane is just enormous.
I really
wish that he could have been a premiership player at Brisbane. That's
well, even just, awesome. I just, straight sets things the thing that bothers me. Like, he led you into final. Like, just stay for one.
Yeah, no, but the thing is with the straight sets, I think a straight sets exit for Brisbane is a vastly different story, say, if Richmond, Collingwood, or Geelong totally. Have gone out in straight
if
sets.
If you'd gone straight sets, Tom, that would have been coming after the coach, would have been coming correct. After the whole team.
If Richmond or Collingwood had to come out in straight sets, it would have been, oh, they failed this year. Whereas because you guys are new, I actually don't think. It's a huge learning experience. You've now played two finals, two massive finals, and you've been in positions to win both of them. Yep. That'll give you heaps of confidence.
But even
for next
year. If you go further back, if you go back to the Geelong game that we had,
yep.
Which was in front of a sellout crowd, and then we played Richmond in front of, I think, 70,000. So we've basically had four finals-like games to end the year. The experience is huge.
Yep.
I have a feeling that I may have the tiniest part in Brisbane's last 3 weeks. Before they played Richmond the first time, I was on the same flight as them from Brisbane to Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And the band I was with was really upset because the seats we'd wanted to book and they were very specific with their exit row seats and all the Brisbane Lions had the exit row seats.
Of course.
Charlie Cameron was there in the middle of row 14B and kind of watching them all kind of bounce around and chatting and all real excited. And I get to the carousel at Melbourne and Fagan was there and I'm trying to get all our bags, we had like 40 pieces of luggage in there doing the same. And I walked past Fagan at one point. I'm like, mate, good luck for tonight. Oh. And he gave me this stare like, why are you talking? Almost not why are you talking to me, but like he was in the zone and he said, thanks, and kind of didn't blow me off. I'm not going to say he's a bad guy, but he was very focused and was like, and we got the trolley and kind of we'd actually got in before them at Brisbane Airport to put all our gear in and they had to wait for us to finish first. So I'm just really
worried. You shook him.
I'm worried that our kind of energy from
curse. You cursed them. Oh,
I'm really worried that was a.
Jason, I'm going to ask you to leave the show and never listen to it again.
Yeah. On the flip side, though, Fagan grabbed one of the who's number 50 for Brisbane. I don't remember the
number 50.
Yeah, he grabbed number 50 bag off the case. I thought maybe he's doing a good thing for one of the players, but I didn't actually research because
that's Matty Eagles.
Oh, I don't know, mate. We don't have a 50 who would be playing in the game.
Well, maybe that's 50.
Maybe
50's
Fagan.
Maybe it's his own bag. And I thought he was doing a good gesture for one of his teammates and he's only looking after himself.
Unless it was the five. Who's the five?
Robbo.
Oh, no, Robbo would carry his own bag.
Robbo would carry every bag.
He was.
Fagan grabbed his bag before Robbo could grab it for him. He's like, remember, mate, it's all right. It's all right.
That's why he was going so quickly for it because he knew that Robbo would try to help.
The other thing to note on that was that Lincoln McCarthy and Lachie Neal were the last two that were late. So, and they were the ones that had to carry like the bits and pieces back. So, look, I'm not saying that it was my fault, but I'm just saying that, you know, they didn't win after I saw them at the airport. And so, for what it's worth, I apologize.
If you ever see them at the airport again, just get back, just go fuck up something so you get detained by customs.
Well,
just let them
get yourself arrested, Jason.
Let them go first.
I did see Gold Coast
a couple of days before and they lost as well. But I don't think that's really like...
You're going to have to spend most of your time at airports with your eyes closed, Jason.
Can
we send you to Punt Road?
Yeah.
Can you just hang outside Richmond's footy ground for like the next few days and just wish every player good luck?
Yeah, look, I feel like that's a
wish from me.
Yep.
And I should have told you to go to the tribunal and wish them luck tonight.
Well, the thing is with Punt Road is it's super close to the Collingwood Training Centre, so I can
hit them both
double
up.
Time.
Geelong GWS Grand Final. Fuck. What an amazing grand final that would be for people who were not expecting that.
GWS Geelong Grand Final. Record attendance, 30,000.
They could have it at GMHBA.
They could
have it at Icon Park.
There's a nerve there. Because 35,000, 36,000 at, I don't know, I'm looking at you and I'm asking you a Geelong question, but is Icon Park at the moment's a toke under that, 20, 25.
Yeah. You get your stadium looking like Geelong, you can play your fucking home games there, absolutely. Seriously, do it.
All right, I'm
mate,
just...
I'm all for everyone have their own home ground.
Carlton's not going to play there, mate.
No.
They're prime time.
They will be in it. They'll be Brisbane next year.
They got the biggest supporter base. I've lost the plot.
All right, Tom.
It's been a long year.
I just can't believe it's ended like this.
Yeah, hey.
It's like sad. No, for Brisbane, not for Geelong. I'm shocked Geelong made the finals to begin with. The window is shut, Tom.
It's not. We opened it again.
Oh, yeah, but...
Tom those Morgan things... punched to close, you big fucking dumb... No, he didn't. I believe.
We jammed it open with like... You jammed it open with Tom Hawkins and Gaz, and Gaz's elbows have just been chipping away at the window again and starting to sag... Hawkins isn't there anymore.
Guys.
Yes.
Got an idea.
Yes.
New full forward. 6-foot dildo from Sexyland. Richard won't know what to do. What do we do with that dildo?
Everyone in this room has seen the Sexyland in real life now. And there's just no illusion. It's small.
It's big, isn't it?
It's a healthy size, but I suppose that's the same phrase that a lot of people have used to explain other Sexyland related things. So take it with a grain of salt.
Nah, it's a good bit. It's a big, sexy.
It's not big, Tom.
It's big. We drove past it.
It's not.
Remember when it took us 4 days to get past it in my little car? So I bought a little car. So that
is that like shaving the pubes?
Yeah. Oh, man. My Nissan Micra is the shaved pubes of sexy land.
All right. So
do you want to talk about next week's games?
Next week's games.
Can I just talk about Brisbane?
Yep.
Just real quick.
I feel like you're entitled to talk as much about Brisbane as Tom's talked about Geelong. Entitled to. You don't have to, but I feel like...
I'm not going to be as arrogant as that.
I don't think I've been arrogant. I think I've been stressed.
I just want to point out, we went out in straight sets, but I love that footy club. I'm so proud of them for everything they did this year. And when you put it in, I want to put it in context. So they won 16 games this year.
Yep.
If you go back the previous four seasons... The total wins for Brisbane in four seasons are 17 wins.
Oof.
They won 16 this year.
Mate.
That makes me happy. I'm happy hearing that.
You got 2020 vision, mate?
Mate, don't ask David King, that fuckwit sitting behind his computer just tapping away, frothing over statistics. He's already spoken, I think, three times since Brisbane lost, talking about how they just fucked it. They had their big chance to win a premiership this year. They absolutely cooked it. It's going to be so difficult with the fixture next year and all of this. I don't know. I don't buy into it. I think if you look at that, if you look at Brisbane's list, which is actually still the second youngest list in the AFL.
They're only
going
to get
better. Second in the home and away season.
Cam Rain is only going to improve.
Yeah.
McCarthy played a full season for the first time in his career.
Tom, basically every person on that list is just going to get so much better. Outside of like Hodges gone, Daniel Rich, he's probably not going to improve. He's reached his peak, I think.
What about
his
Robbo?
Peak's pretty good. Great. Zorko's probably like, but Zorko, Rich, Robbo, those types. But when you look at the
30s,
Hipwood can get some more stake dinners into
Hipwood,
him.
Hipwood, McStay, Rayner, McCluggage, Berry, you know
McInerney.
I mean? McInerney.
Witherden.
Witho.
Fucking Ainsworth.
Ainsworth's a fucking gun and I Bailey. Love him. Bailey, he's going to be awesome.
Let's be honest, Charlie Cameron could find another gear as well. The man's
absolutely
insane.
Can.
Lachie like, Neal's what, 26?
Charlie Cameron finished.
I like how I looked at you, Jason. You know information.
Tom,
Charlie Cameron.
Yes.
Finished third in the Coleman. How many shots did he miss in the first half of this season?
True.
A ridiculous amount.
And with Jeremy Cameron playing at Essendon next year and us not usually kicking goals, Coleman will be wide open.
Whoa, reverse that tape for a second. Is Jeremy Cameron playing it?
No, okay. So there is a very strong theory. There's a big thing going on at the moment which involves like a very lots of big trades. There's talk that – so Jeremy Cameron's a free agent next year, and GWS probably don't have the money to keep everyone still. It's seeming more and more likely like Joe Danaher is going to go to Sydney.
Yep.
Essendon will then probably use that money and trade some stuff around to get Jeremy Cameron.
Okay, right.
Or at least make a bid for it. Another thing from that I've heard spoken about a lot, but it's all trade news, and trade news is always bullshit until it's not. But Essendon sending Danaher to Sydney, Sydney then sending Papley to Carlton, and then somehow that also resulting in us getting Ryder. So who fucking knows what's going on?
I just love that. I love though that it's like, oh yeah, they go fishing together. Therefore, Jeremy Cameron will be playing at the Bombers next year.
Well, the friend power.
Yeah, Jeremy Cameron best friends with Devin Smith
to Geelong.
That's what I'm hearing too.
That's all I've been hearing. To replace Hawkins eventually.
Well,
the thing, it's going to be interesting because especially if the Giants win the grand final, it's like fucking open season, I think, because you'll get players who might leave. If they are smart and they know Cameron's probably going to leave, then they move him this year. Because they'll get nothing next year. They'll just get whatever the compensation is.
Yeah. Unless they trade with Geelong, because Geelong are one of those teams that are good blokes and even with free agents.
No, that's what I mean. They should trade. Oh, you mean if they were to trade next year?
That's what we did with Dangerfield. We said, don't worry about it.
Well, that was stupid of you, though.
Yeah.
You got him for free.
That's dumb.
We got him for nothing, though.
We traded pick 9 and Dean Gore.
Dean Gore, is he still there?
No. Pick 9. You didn't have to do that.
Who was pick 9 in that trade?
Wayne Miller.
Really?
Yep.
Pick 9.
Yep.
Interesting.
Hi.
But still, didn't need to be done.
I feel like Geelong's probably got the better end of the deal. Sorry, Miller. I would.
Because here's the thing about Danger, right? He'll play on the midfield for most of his career, and then when he hits 30, chuck him at full forward.
Yeah.
No one's disputing that Dangerfield is a good player, Tom.
Okay, I just felt like maybe.
We're disputing the fact that for some reason your club was like, no, we're going to be nice about this, and we're going to give you trades that you don't need to take.
Geelong are good people, though.
They are good people when it's a player who doesn't matter. You know what I mean? They played hardball with Tim Kelly last year, wanted to go home.
Oh, well, he'll
they
go.
Denied it.
He'll
I don't give a fuck if it's like a bit of a fringe player they think they can get away with not having.
Have you come around to that now,
nice
Tom?
Guys.
Oh, I was fully prepared during that third quarter. I was like, fuck, this is the last time I'm going to see Jim Kelly in a Geelong jumper. And then I immediately punched myself in the dick and I was like, no! I'm going to see him put on a Norm Smith medal. He'll have borrowed it from Luke Shuey when he's over there. No, he's going to fucking win a Norm Smith at Geelong in 2019. It's going to be really awkward because he's going to tie with Radagalia, but that's okay.
Well done, Tom. Yep.
I'm tipping Geelong next week.
Oh, are we doing tips?
Yep.
Geelong. No, actually, I'm 100% behind Geelong. I think Richmond have the best defense. But I just think there's a bit of chaos in that forward line. I know I spend the whole episode ragdolling this fucking Muppet over here, but I have to believe in How Good's Footy.
Yeah.
And the most How Good's Footy thing that can happen as it stands is Geelong being in the grand final.
Well, yeah.
And Richmond getting down in the prelims 2 years in a row.
It would be fucking delicious.
Glorious.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then what happens, to jump to the next bit, is that Collingwood gets done by Geelong in the final minutes again.
Imagine. Oh, my God. That's the only way that I'm happy with Collingwood making the grand finals. If they are in front all day and then, like, lose by, like, 5 points in, like, 3 minutes.
Tom. Again. Gary Ablett in Dom Sheed's pocket.
That's Gary Ablett's pocket.
Oh, yes! Already!
You just have to win this week.
Hey,
and win the premiership.
That's it.
Collingwood
this,
a shithouse.
This is the hardest game.
The Giants, fuck them, bunch of criminals.
See? Yeah. It's this week. This week is the grand final for Geelong.
He's going to beat Richmond. The they'll shit their
final.
Pants.
Quote unquote. It's the people's grand final.
Can't wait for Gary Ablett to do a people's elbow on the people's grand final and kick 5.
I really, really hope. So, look, I'll tip Geelong too because I want this show to continue. I want to be following a team that I care about by the time we get to the grand final.
don't know if that's the case, but that's fine.
Good point. If Geelong lose this week, this show is dead.
Oh, we're going to cancel it.
We won't be here.
No, we're going to cancel it.
Yeah.
Jason, you can come back and do a show by yourself.
I'll just sit here and ramble for an hour and 20 minutes about.
Or cry for what could have been.
Yeah, we could just have a mutual like counselling. You could just bring in a psych and we can just have a mutual
kind
of. My dad is a counsellor.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. We'll bring my dad the minister, your dad the counsellor.
Oh, he'll get us through it all. Now, your dad's going to be busy with Gary.
Busy this week, but he might not be busy next week.
Very busy next week.
So, I'm really looking forward to the GWS Collingwood game because GWS knocking out Collingwood in a prelim.
We need Toby Green to play then, honest.
He will. Oh, that hurts to hear and to say.
I hate Toby Green so much that I think I love him now. He's such a bad man.
And I know how you feel about bad men, Cale Hooker, Jake Stringer.
You do love them. There's a part
Cale
of
Hooker,
me...
No, don't lump Cale Hooker in with that.
About his on-field behaviour.
Even his on-field behaviour is nothing like the
other two. He likes giving noogies to 18-year-olds when he kicks six on them.
And that's good.
Look, Toby Green, look, there is a part of me that just is dying to hear 95,000 people
boo him.
Scream at him.
That's a glorious sound, isn't it? Yeah. Regardless of.
As he kicks goal number four.
25 minutes into the game, last quarter, punt road end.
Such a conflicting.
That'd be the city end if it's Collingwood.
Imagine he does it again, but he like takes out like a Pendlebury or
No, no, no. Takes out Stevenson. And he's like, I bet you didn't see that coming. Kicks a goal.
Oh, fucking hell.
Wow. People will love him then.
Yeah.
Is that the way that he can... How do we fix Toby Green?
This is how you fix Toby Green, guys.
Face off with Stevenson.
If Toby Green is solely responsible for getting Collingwood kicked out of the finals...
And ripping off Stevenson's face.
Can you imagine Gill's, like, dichotomy between GWS making the grand final and Collingwood missing.
And there's kisses on the head from Eddie.
That made me physically sick.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, I just had no words to put to anything.
Boys, Gil's got two hands. One of them's jerking off Eddie and the other one's been licked by his little dog, Toby Green.
Jimmy Bartel is the, isn't he the president of, no, the president of the CEO?
He's on the board.
Okay.
He's the head of the board or?
He's just on the board.
I don't want to throw Jimmy Bartel under the bus, but he's the first GWS back end person that came to mind. But
yeah.
Okay, Jimmy Bartel in one hand and Eddie Maguire in the other.
I mean, I know who I'd take. Just on looks alone.
Eddie, right?
Jimmy's a beautiful man.
Oh, I thought Ed.
I mean, the way Jimmy has stubble is.
All right, Tom, how many romances can you have on this show, mate?
A lot.
Yeah.
Do you know my true love is, though, Sean?
I know it's Phil Davis.
It's Warwick Kappa. Oh, God. Nah, it's footy, Sean. My true love is footy.
Yeah.
And how good it is. And how good it's going to be. When Geelong win the premier.
I love Toby Green now. I'm hoping that if Essendon get Jeremy Cameron, we then come for Toby Green.
Forward line of dickheads. Cale Hooker permanently plays forward now.
Be a team of dickheads.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, at that point, I just have to embrace, like, people hate Essendon, but then they'd have a reason to.
I mean, some of them already do have a reason.
Nah, don't worry about that.
Hey, do you know what you should have done to get away with it? Should have taped a juice box to all their dicks.
They should have self-reported and been like, we were just injecting them with Gatorade.
Because Toby Green is a player that if it was on your team, it would be very hard to hate.
Oh, you'd love him.
You'd love him.
Oh, I used to hate Stringer. Like, I couldn't stand him. The moment he came to us and I was like, welcome home, son.
It's like
I love you.
Steve Johnson's the same thing. Akimanis would be the same thing.
Yeah. I imagine people hate
trying to think for your Carlton one would be like who? The whole list?
Sonato Halpin, who kicked old mate in the...
Well, no, but you hated him as well.
Oh, we didn't hate him. I can't remember who he kicked off the top of my head. It's
Cameron Cloke.
It's probably the other way around. it was like that Daisy for a long time. When he came over from Collingwood, everyone was like,
Yeah, it was residual Collingwood.
Yeah, and then by the time he got to the last game, everyone was like, well, mutually, good on you, mate.
Well, Daisy,
enjoy your bottle of red.
Will you like Daisy now that he's finished because he's Carlton or will he always be Collingwood at heart?
He'll be Carlton for the last two or so years. Like, adult Daisy is how I'll remember him, not as teenage, early 20s, blonde-haired, like grand final winning Daisy.
See, I remember him as Collingwood.
Yeah, me too.
Premiership player.
Actually, I got really confused when they were talking about Daisy, and you know, I thought they meant the amount of times Pierce. I think they mean Daisy Pierce.
So many times. And then he commentated the finals and did a great job. And I'm like, are we Daisy Pierce or Daisy Thomas?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, just on special comments, I think I'm done with Job.
Really?
Yeah, he was fucking – he basically, imagine what Tom was like today, frazzled and just – fucking absurd.
But during a football game.
Oh, no.
But also said the scoreboard and the clock are going to become a big factor here.
10 minutes into the first quarter, he was like, oh, the score, the time in this game is becoming a factor.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so good. Fallen from grace again.
Simple Job.
What I enjoyed was watching the replay of the Geelong West Coast game where Bruce McAvaney just got so confused as to who he was commentating that it was just silent. And then as the ball went through, was like, an Atkins goal! Yes! He's like, Geelong bomb it in.
Yeah.
Wayne Carey tried to chime in with a bit of an insightful, and that's what he wants to do, meaning Jeremy McGovern, as he dropped the mark. Bruce, I could just see it in my head, would have been looking at Wayne being like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm calling a great passage of play, and now I've forgotten who's playing. And I like to imagine that the entire time he did it was just eyeballing Wayne Carey, just like, Tom Atkins, goal. Don't ever fucking try that again, Doug.
Yeah, I reckon that Bruce McAvaney, even though his, you know, his health isn't great, he would take down Wayne Carey.
Yeah.
Like, nothing to lose, that
well, I've seen him dance to Daft Punk better than I can imagine Wayne Carey doing anything these days.
Except glassing women.
Fuck Wayne Carey.
Hope he gets fired.
Hope his dick falls off.
Explodes. Dick explosion from last week.
Yeah.
But a bad one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, I'm going to move on to the emails. Tom.
Yep.
First email.
Yep.
It's from Paul.
Yep.
It's a short one.
Yep.
Shut up, Tom! I'll be backing Tigers to hand you your just desserts. No more arrogance.
Who does Paul back for?
I don't know. He doesn't say. That's all, literally all the email says.
Dear Paul.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Fucking go Cats.
Go Cats, mate. It's something else about how, I don't know, have a dick explosion.
All right, this email's from Ty. Professors of footy, it is with a heavy heart that I write to you in order to congratulate one Thomas J. Reed. Not sure if that's your real middle name, but it sounds formal, so I'm going with it.
It is. It's correct.
On an exceptional win in tonight's semi-finals, Geelong had more desire, more heart, and more fight for the contest and ended up running out victorious. Wishing you all the best for the prelim. The events that have unfolded within the last 48 hours have left me feeling numb. Seeing Willy Rioli go from being my hero to someone whose career could be over due to a moment of panic and madness has cut me deep. Watching my boys crash out of finals race a day later has left me feeling empty. I imagine this is close to what it feels like to support Fremantle.
Not quite. There's no respite there. Like, your team's at least good.
Yeah. Well, the respite is that Ross got sacked.
So. Oh, true. Can we like Freo next year?
Depending on who they pick, but yes. Maybe not if it's Dom Pike.
Reserve judgment for till post trade season, and then
But optimistic. Yeah. Could be our second. Second team.
Could get on Michael Walters.
Should they bring back the purple?
Absolutely.
Sorry, no, bring back the green mum.
Yeah, that jumper, yeah.
Yes. 100%.
It's a ripper.
The fact that it's not is a travesty. Continue, Dusha.
So,
Tyler just signs off with, I guess it's time to start rolling out the age-old cliche rolled out by my North and Essendon supporting relatives this time each year. At least it's cricket season. Warmest regards, Ty.
Question.
Yeah.
No mention of me in Brisbane?
He does. I actually glossed over it because
how dare you? I really judged his character based on that.
Sean, it's because he sent this on Friday night. So do you want to hear? No, you know what? Fine. I'll read you this paragraph. I prevented you from hurt.
Nah, don't worry. I don't.
Sean.
Thanks, Ty. Thanks for email. Thanks,
Sean, mate. Good luck tomorrow against the Giants. Fuck. Oh, no. The winner of that semi-final is now my finals team. A world where Collingwood are premiers is not a world I want to live in. So I'll be fully behind you guys should you account for my semi-beloved Giants.
Thanks.
Are you glad you heard that?
Who's your real friend? Someone who reads an email out or someone who may have left a little bit early so he could play PlayStation?
Don't go fishing, mate. I did ask for that. I asked for it and Dusha delivered.
I left it out to not hurt your feelings. I would have still been at your house now.
Good move.
Just to make sure that you're okay. And then if when you left the house to go to work, I'm like, Belinda, is he okay? I don't trust it. Are you okay?
What a guy.
I had a look with Belinda. We shared a look. You then told me you were okay. And I'm dumb enough to have believed it.
No, you shared a look with Belinda, Sean's partner, and all the only thing that went through your head was Borderlands 3.
And she knew. She knew what that look meant. She looked and went, PlayStation 4.
Yeah, and I went,
I know.
I looked back at her and she
I've seen that look before.
Mate, you had God of War. You didn't need me.
That's true.
All right, last email. This is from Sean O'Willow. Boys.
Is that a real name?
Well, hoping that's inspired by Connor.
Mm. He's the big O.
Two of them.
Boys. And then there was one. Go Cats. But I'm feeling for you, Carney and Dusha, as I would rather get behind both of your teams than some of the scum left in it.
Good chat.
Where's the scum?
Some. Operative word at the start of that.
Who's the scum?
I said that after the Asada ban, the Bombers would win a flag by the end of 2020, and I think they're showing every sign of doing that. All this talk of Kelly going home to Perth is unfortunate but understandable. The Cats can't defend Dangerfield coming home and then whine about Kelly departing. But why is everyone saying he'll go to West Coast? I say the Cats approach Fremantle and do a straight swap for Fife. Commiserations again, Sean.
That, I want to do that. Tom? I want to do that trade. I'll do that trade. Tom? Do the trade. Chris Scott, do it now.
Tom,
yep.
Wasn't there a conversation that you had? I hope I haven't got my audios mixed up. There's a conversation about why Nat Fyfe won't leave Fremantle.
Yeah, because he can't fly helicopters.
Yeah. You know what he can do in Geelong, though?
We've got helicopters. That's right. No, we're going to get in there. We're going to become king of the sexy land.
Yeah, we're going to put a helipad on sexy land. Do you remember again? It's all coming back. Yeah,
just keep scribbling on contract extensions because he can't read.
It's my theory. He can't write with that elbow patch on his...
Can't bend his arm.
Can't bend his arm back enough.
Tom, I hope Terrence has a few more roasts to cook yet. Footy is sad. Footy is happy. Footy is always so fucking good. Cheers, Sean O.
Thanks, Sean O'Willow.
Boys.
Double Tom. O.
Sean O'Willow has just reminded me of a big fact as though why we should be getting behind a Geelong premiership. Imagine how good that roast will be.
Do we get another invite to a roast?
Mate, if Geelong win a grand final... Yes. I'm not even going to check. Yes.
Is the roast going to be put on at 9 o'clock, like much like Christmas, put on at like 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 28th of September, let to cook, marinate, roast potatoes, as you know, so that when it gets to full time, it's either spot on ready to go or it just gets thrown out. Like make the profit call.
Or... He so put that roast on pretty early when you guys came around. It was like cooking for like 4 or 5 hours.
It's got to go for a while.
Cooking to perfection.
So really. Do you have it so that the grand final finishes at, what is it, it's like 5:30 by the time you actually get... So it's ready for a 6:30 dinner by the time you run around the backyard a few times.
A Sunday roast.
It'll be a Sunday roast because...
they'll be at the ground.
And I'll be... Yeah.
As if Terry...
Copy that, yeah.
There's a kitchen at the MCG, is there not?
There's a lot of kitchens.
Let him into the fucking long bar or whatever the fuck it's called.
Long room. I'll be drunk enough to convince someone I belong there.
Your last day in the job.
And Terrence cooks the first ever roast in the long room at the MCG.
It's a roast carvery every weekend.
Perfect. Perfect. Convince someone. Don't worry about you getting in there. Just convince someone that Terrence is the chef.
Yeah. I'll murder the chef. I shouldn't say this on a podcast.
Let women in too. Is that the club that... women can't come into?
Is it the long room at Lords, isn't that there? There's something
I'm thinking
that might
of that.
Be.
It's an old English crappy one because their cricket team sucks.
I must have heard that when the Ashes was on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Women can't go into that room at Lords. Is that
because
right?
They know that if they could, at least Perry would go in there and fucking beat them all at cricket.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Fuck you, England.
Yeah. Piece and of shit.
Ben fuck you, yeah, Elise Perry.
And Tom,
yep.
If people want to email us next week, which high pressure email situation.
Think about your emails carefully next week. Depending on the situation, just be kind.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. Yeah. And you send your email, your kind email, to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at howgoodsfooty, or individually, I'm at Awkward Trade.
I'm at Psyche of Dowie.
I'm at Douche13, and Jason?
Jason_UU.
And next week,
send Douche and I some, you know, uplifting emails.
Yeah.
We need a lift.
Write
send,
me a
send
poem.
Send Sean something.
Oh, no, yeah.
You know, how good would a poem be?
How about a local footy, your local footy like team win?
Yeah.
A quick shout out to, was it Luke?
Yes.
On Discord, who won his coach's award for his team that he plays in the Hawks.
The Wimbledon Hawks.
Wimbledon Hawks, yes. In the UK. Plays it because of our show, decided to play. He's now won the coach's award, which is a good award. That's the award you want.
Yeah.
It was the fairest overrated.
It was a ripping fucking trophy. I think it was a
beer glass?
Like a pint glass or something.
Like a beer stein.
Yeah.
Just footy loading
it
shapes. Up.
This is not going to help people. It's got Wimbledon Hawks on it, 19. Look at that.
Oh, it's a big stein.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Anyway, congratulations, Luke. Well done, mate.
I hope you enjoyed many a beverage out of that. I'm sure you did.
Many a Gatorade.
Just a quick shout out to Brisbane's reserves team, undefeated for the whole year, won the grand final. Matty Eagles, best on ground.
Oh. Essendon in the VFL, lost in the prelim. Well done, boys.
I was trying to get us back up.
Yeah, but
and now,
hey Sean, I can get us back up.
Now we're sad again.
John playing an AFL prelim.
Fuck you, Hardwick. We're coming for you.
Oh.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.